This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our customs and border patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there in the 18-wheelers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Check it out. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there. All right, and now it's time for Kyle Warren, a professor of politics in California. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, you wanted to ask me some sort of question here?
Well, yes, Captain. As you know, we've been following and reporting on the latest developments in the Gabby Petito case. The remains found likely are hers, from what we understand from these reports. The DNA confirmation will be official, we believe, sometime on Monday or Tuesday. But in the meantime, of course, the boyfriend or fiance, I think as he's been described, is still missing. He went missing somewhere in the Carlton Reserve, we understand. At least that was the last known location. And, of course, there's a massive manhunt underway. Now, my question to you is, at what point with this new evidence, and again, we have very limited knowledge right now of the state of the body, what happened, cause of death, any of these kinds of things, but right now this person is just a person of interest. What is it going to take before they would make any kind of charge so that he might become someone who's charged, not showing up, and would then be a fugitive of the law?
Well, number one, they have to be able to come to a conclusive opinion that she was murdered, or that foul play entered into the mix. Otherwise, if it was you fall and you hit your head and then that's it, you know, you die because you hit that certain part in a place in the back of your head and you died as a result of that, that's something a little different. If there's no bruises or bangs or this, that, and the other on her, you know, it could be natural causes. So they're not going to charge him yet unless they can find DNA or something there at the scene, and we just don't know because they went back and forth to the house again yesterday. What's his name? Landry.
Yeah,
they
Brian back, Landry. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they went back to the house again yesterday with a search warrant looking for something. So they got an idea what it is. But you know, I'm more concerned about where this guy is. I don't think, I could be wrong, I don't think he's hiding in the area. I think he dumped the car there to throw people off because he's been very deceptive and he's been pretty sharp in what he's been able to do so far for somebody that, you know, isn't supposed to be guilty. But I think he dumped the car and he went in another direction. That's just my thought.
Well, of course, what we know about this huge preserve, or reserve as it's called, there are gators out there that...
Big ones.
I just don't see how somebody goes in there and just kind of hangs out. This is the reports that we're getting, that this is not a place where you...
Well, it's more than gators. It's more than gators. They've got snakes, poisonous snakes in there. There's rumors, of course, of the Florida bobcat, or not bobcat, what am I saying? The mountain lions that we have here, the Panthers, the Florida Panthers in that area. So whatever, but it is what it is. Okay, let's go to the telephone line. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Ken. As far as these people up in the Washington, D.C. that were arrested on January the 6th, whatever happened to this person entitled to a speedy trial?
Okay, and you want to answer that? Is that your question?
Yeah, and also the other thing is, what are the chances of us actually getting either a supermajority in the House or in the Senate? All right, that's it, Captain.
Well, supermajority in the House or the Senate is going to take a lot of people showing up to vote Republican in 2022. I think we can get the majority back. I don't think it would be a supermajority. It would depend on what the Republicans would do with the majority that they would have, whether or not 2024 would add to it and then possibly give them a supermajority. Now, what is the act that allowed them to do what they did with the 642, Kyle?
I think it's going to be the Patriot Act. Basically.
That's right. Yeah. And there's no, when they do that, when they exercise the right of the Patriot Act, the right of a speedy trial is out the window.
Right, because this is going to be looked at, framed as a national security issue and not a strict trespassing.
And even though they haven't charged anybody with insurrection,
right,
that was what this was for insurrections, not for criminal trespass on federal property or whatever some of these charges are that they've got them charged with. But still, that's why they're holding them.
Well, they're exactly right. And so eventually it will play out, but, you know, it's going to take time, it would appear.
And we know that 642 people were charged. We know that. We don't know how many people are still behind bars. That's the only thing we don't know.
Right.
All right. Hold that thought. We're going to take a break, and when we come back with the break, more coming your way. And if you want to make a call, Kathy is going to give you the phone number, because it's time for Kathy to be up and sing her melodic tones here to the world. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. Thank you very much, Frank. And by the way, Frank will be on here in about an hour and 45 minutes, so you want to be listening to him. We're going to have quite a spirited conversation there. Speaking of which, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Now, you can go to the website, MyPillow.com, and take a look at all the things they've got there that are on special. And they got all the reduced prices that are there, and it says enter your promo code to do that. Well, the promo code is simple. It's Captain. All you got to do is enter the promo code CAPTAIN on any of the products you see there on MyPillow.com, even on the Radio Listener Specials page, too. You'll see the logo link for that. You click on that. There's about 20 different items that are over there besides what's on the home page at MyPillow.com. Now, use the promo code CAPTAIN. That'll get you the reduced prices. And if you want to call them on the phone, you can do that, too, at 800-641-5459. Their number again, 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. Phone number, 800-641-5459. Some great products there. And Kyle will tell you, he's just loving the Giza sheets, aren't you?
Well, that's absolutely right, Captain. And, you know, we're looking forward to getting more of my pillow products, and it just couldn't be easier. Just use the product code Captain.
Yeah, and I just got a bathrobe just for the heck of it to see what it was like. It's on the way. I haven't got it yet, but I figured, well, I haven't had a bathrobe in a long time. Might as well have one now.
Well, that's right. Well, I'm sure it's going to be very comfortable, and we love the Giza sheets. I love my pillow, and the selection is there. And, you know, I think they'll make great Christmas gifts, too, for
you.
Whomever.
Betcha. Okay, to the telephone line, we're going to go. We've got our professor emeritus up there in the great state of Indiana, Dan Mann. Hello there, Dan.
Well, I'm doing fine. But one thing, buy the mice slippers from Lindell because they make great Christmas gifts and they are comfortable as can be.
I've got them.
My slippers.
I've got them, and you're right.
I'm wearing mine right now.
Good. I walked out the door of mine. I never so comfortable. I was going to get in my car and drive to the radio. No, I don't think so. Okay, well, Dan, what's on your mind?
Well, there's several things that Backgammon Bob commented on. One, speedy will have to be defined by the court, a speedy trial. It's not like China where you could languish for years before you ever go to trial. In the United States, that's going to boil down. It doesn't tell you how many days or hours you have to spend in jail for a speedy trial. Actually, a lot of defendants want to drag it out as long as they can, so maybe the court will just drop the case completely. All right. And as far as their domestic terrorists, the people they labeled on the January 6th rally, basically anybody that was there could be considered a domestic terrorist under the Patriot Act. But, you know, they have, we have Guantanamo Bay. Everybody wants to shut it down, but it's in a territory of the United States. And you can do things a lot different in a territory than you can a state. So, for instance, the free faith and credit clause of the Constitution doesn't necessarily apply to a territory. Like if you live in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is a territory of the United States. Puerto Ricans are American, but it's not a state. They do hold presidential primaries, but you cannot have a presidential election. They can't vote for president. But they can send delegations to the two major parties' conventions, so they're plugged in halfway. Now, if you live in Puerto Rico and you say you move to Florida, as soon as you move to Florida and you have Florida residents, well, then you can vote for president. That's kind of how it works with territories. You got half of what a state would have in certain respects, and half of it you don't. So that's why they've always had Gitmo. You got them offshore, because if you were to move those Gitmo prisoners to, say, Florida, Indiana, any of the other 48 states, then you'd have to go strictly by the Constitution and strictly by what the Judicial Conference of the United States says, which is the federal courts and the Supreme Court. So that's why they hold those foreign terrorists in Gitmo. It's a little bit of a legal benefit to the United States that they keep. So they can hold those guys forever. Some of those guys have been in jail down there without a trial for 5 years.
More than that.
Over that.
More than that.
Yeah. So they're in front of a judge now and then, and nobody can agree on anything. So they stay in lockup down in Guantanamo Bay. Probably couldn't do that in the United States. Proper. The 50 states. So that's why they do that the way they do it. So I just thought I would explain that.
Okay, now have you heard the latest threat by Joe Biden?
When hasn't he threatened anybody?
Okay. Biden just threatened the states. He said that he's warned the states that the federal debt crisis, without extending the debt ceiling, could trigger a recession in the United States.
Well, I'd be on his shoulders then.
Sure.
I say let him do it. If he's that dumb, go ahead. He can't do anything right now, and this would be another fatal mistake. This guy's going to die a political death by a thousand political cuts. You know, and that's what you're watching. And we got a long time to go before we get a new president. If we get a new president, you know, if Trump should run again and win, he wouldn't become president until January 20th, 2065. So we got a long way to go. The other question Bob said, you know, about supermajorities. I don't think you'll see a supermajority in the Senate. That would be almost impossible, where you'd have two-thirds vote to override a veto. You could possibly get it in the House if it's a tsunami, which if you held the federal elections today for Congress, I think you would see it. I think the Republicans would have an overwhelming majority. They could override vetoes, at least in the House. But to get two-thirds of the Senate, which means you'd have to have 66 seats, but I don't see that. I mean, look at California. You have a D after your last name, you're going to win. You're going to win office.
Did you hear what I said about the registration in Florida of the Republicans versus Democrats?
Yeah, I heard that earlier, how it increased by, 700,000 votes or whatever?
Well, it was 700,000. No. Obama had a 700,000 majority in 2008. Then in the last election, it was 100,000 majority for the Democrats. Now, as of the end of August, it's 23,000 and change is the Democratic majority, and the Republicans are registering the heck out of people, and people are coming down here, and they're changing their registration to Republican. This is going to be, more Republicans than Democrats soon.
I hope you're right. I mean, I'm hoping that we can flame the passion of conservatives and others to stick with what they're thinking now. I don't know if we can go that long. That's the thing I worry about. I hear it all every election cycle. I always hear that. Well, Democrats are coming over to the Republican side, but then when the election comes and goes, really not much of a change in how people voted. I do believe people get a passion. I do believe Democrats really get kicked off at their own party sometimes, but they seem like they go back to where they started. And that to me is mind-boggling. I never really got my brain around that, why people do that. It's just like we talked about before on your show. Yes. You know, people from New York or Illinois or whatever, New Jersey, they moved to Florida. And the same voting pattern they had that made those three states hellholes, they bring the voting pattern to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. You would think that once they left, they would change their personality a bit and kind of look at the Republican policies a little more serious. Mm-hmm. It seems like it doesn't. I hope what you're saying is true, but I don't know. As of yet, I heard that all in 2020, how people are going to vote for Trump. It was going to work out. A lot of Democrats were going that way, and in the end, it didn't do it. So, and I heard the same thing about Clinton. You know, people forget how unpopular Clinton was after his first 2 years in office.
We've got Fred down in Fort Lauderdale who's chiming in about the laundry boy saying that no way does laundry the boyfriend from New York enter on foot into the wilderness. He had a ride arranged in a different smartphone so as not to be traced. He's long gone. Yeah, I tend to agree with that one, Fred.
It's either that. They either really thoroughly planned this out, so even the parents of Laundrie couldn't be traced to where he is at.
Mm-hmm.
Or this guy went out in the wilderness and just committed suicide.
Well, he's in the...
But if he's alive, he's going to eventually get caught.
Yeah, if he's in that area, if he actually went into that area down there and walked off into the swamp, I'm telling you, there's creatures in there that could nail him. But anyway, here comes the music. I got to let you go, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks, Dan. Okay, Dan Mann from Lafayette, Indiana. And he's our professor emeritus, and Kyle and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A ruling by the Senate parliamentarian makes it unlikely that the Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending package will contain any immigration reform. The Hill reporting that Elizabeth McDonough has issued guidance that the plan to include new immigration policy in that package doesn't comply with the rules in a bill going through the budget reconciliation process. Among the reforms in the proposal was a plan to provide 8 million green cards for several groups, The plan is now likely to be dropped from the final bill. And thousands of people are evacuating from one of the Canary Islands in the Atlantic as a volcanic eruption has begun. The eruption on the island of La Palma has prompted local authorities to evacuate between 5 and 10,000 people living in villages near the mountain. Videos on social media show lava flows engulfing houses, though no injuries have been reported. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has reportedly postponed his trip to the meeting of the UN General Assembly to travel to La Palma to see the situation firsthand. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and Mark Walters and a monster cast. Most of you on these same stations probably got to listen to quite a bit of his show, if not all of it. And Sunday nights he comes on live at 8 p.m. And then, of course, it's played at various times around the countryside based on the time zone you're in and whatnot. But it's armedamericanradio.org. Go over there, check it out, see what he has to say. Now, this part of the program, this portion brought to you by our friends at GEICO. GEICO's been saving people money on their automobile insurance for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurance in the country, insuring over 22 million drivers, including me. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. And if you go to the website, geico.com, they can tell you where your local office is, number one, how to get a hold of them, number two, or they themselves right there at the website can give you a rate quote. The car you're driving, the truck you're driving, they'll even offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. And they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, as well as your condo insurance. And let me tell you something. If you do that, if you bundle, they call that bundling, if you bundle your homeowners or renters or your condo insurance together with your car, it'll save you a bunch of money. So go over to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Check it out. Get yourself a rate quote and tell them the captain sent you, and you're welcome. You're welcome. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we're going to talk about a little COVID here right now. You ready?
Okay.
The NIH director, Dr. Collins, believes the Pfizer booster shots will be expanded despite the FDA panel's recommendation. Now, something else we heard about the Pfizer shots is that they may not last as long as the Moderna shots.
Well, that's right. And, of course, you know, again, we see the real collision here between presumably science and then also politics, of course. It seems like you have political leaders who want to, you know, gear up for a third shot, tell people to get a third shot, with third shots coming. Meanwhile, the science isn't really all in about that as to who specifically could benefit from a third shot. Some likely could. We know the immunocompromised, that was already a thing for getting a third shot. But is it going to be something where the politicians put this out and say, look, now everybody will feel better if they just get a third shot? You know, we shouldn't run this thing like that, because I thought they were going to follow the science.
Well, speaking of the science, little Dr. Fauci, we'll see if Jeff's awake. Little Dr. Fauci says that officials will decide on the COVID-19 vaccine recommendation for children aged 5 to 11 soon.
Yes, that's what we hear. It should be sometime this fall, we understand. So, you know, again, what is going to drive all this? Because, of course, when especially, you know, where are the studies? You know, I can hardly wait to hear Senator Rand Paul question Dr. Fauci about this kind of thing. And again, the American people are I think, fully support real findings. They fully support the idea of is this going to be beneficial? Are we going to help children with this? Or, again, is it political? And are we just seeing goalposts move around again and again and again? Okay, now vaccinate the children under 12. Okay, no, wait, no, that was a bad idea. We should never have vaccinated the children under 12. The American people, they're tired of this kind of stuff.
Now, the Biden administration has made a statement about one of the states being hit very hard by the monoclonal antibody rationing, and that would be Alabama. And the comment they made it was, which is very disheartening, some of them will die.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that nice that they would make that comment when they've created the problem?
Well, exactly right. And again, you know, if there are different therapeutics, monoclonal antibodies being one of those kinds of things, it literally should be, hey, we have to be able to collate this information, whatever's going to work for different people at different age groups or different, physical, medical issue makeups, this kind of thing, then we should help people in whatever way, mission specific is the technical term, for this therapeutic, that therapeutic. But unfortunately, again, I think it continues to wrap up into, well, it's what we say you get, you get.
And because of the mandatory vaccinations, 125 staffers in Indiana's biggest hospital system quit.
Well, that's exactly right. That's right. And so, again, they're quitting over the vaccine mandate, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By the way, 28 more U.S. citizens departed Kabul yesterday via charter for a flight for Qatar.
Well, and that is, again, a very good thing, a very good thing. But, again, this is pulling teeth to get people out of there.
Yeah, and why is it that every time we get a Democratic governor or Democratic legislature, well, it wouldn't be the legislature because they would pass this. Why is it anytime we get a Democratic governor and a Republican legislature passes new voter ID laws, like you have to have voter ID to be able to vote, prove who you are? Why is it that the governor or the court that might be Democrat in the state would strike it down saying, oh, this is racist, we can't do that?
Well, that's a good question. I think the answer is sort of wrapped up in what you were just saying, because, again, it's politics.
You need to be able to prove that you are who you say you are if you're going to vote, if there's any doubt at all. And if you can't do that, then see ya. Goodbye.
But Captain, I think you're asking too much in terms of having a election integrity that can be backtrack, traced back. I'm not talking about knowing what somebody voted or invading their privacy or the sanctity of the voting booth. But again, you're exactly right. You see, that's the way that you establish election integrity. Mm-hmm. If you have tickets to the mm-hmm. ball game, you have to show your ticket to get mm-hmm. into the ball game. Otherwise, you know, they don't know who's coming in.
By the way, U.S. restaurants are once again asking Congress for more funding to help them survive these uncertain times.
Well, certainly. And unfortunately, I think, and I hate to say this, but we're going to see a lot of these small restaurants close up. They're having a hard time finding workers. The money, I don't think, has really come through. And these shutdowns are the ramifications of this. And the paying people essentially to not work is the double whammy of the COVID shutdown for these small businesses.
Yeah, and we had something very good for the state of Florida that happened over the weekend. The SpaceX capsule with the world's first all-civilian orbital crew splashed down off the coast of Florida.
That's right.
Big news.
That it was safe, and that's a good thing.
Yep, big news, and that's only going to grow and create some more jobs here for Florida. By the way, the United States sanctioned the Iran-Hezbollah-linked Chinese companies that were aforementioned earlier, so there's sanctions against them.
Well, and that's also a good development then, yes.
Yep. And finally, before we have to go to break, this is illegal, as the Republicans questioned the Biden administration's ban on drones at the epicenter of the border crisis. By the way, Fox is back flying their drone again.
Yes, they are. Well, again, this is the public's right to know. And so, obviously, there's got to be some kind of accommodation made for being able to have that, the public be able to see what's going on. In public.
Pete Buttigieg, who wouldn't know how to fly a drone, let alone sit on one if he had to, he banned this because, it was a political move on his part. Well, they're interfering with the overflights from the Border Patrol and the Highway Patrol and this, that, and the other. And, of course, the other day, you know where Fox was flying around, right?
That's right, yeah.
They were in a DPS helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
And the helicopter people said, no, didn't bother us at all.
Right. Well, again, this is the crumbling of the Biden administration in terms of, I mean, everywhere you look. I mean, is there a good part right now of any good news the Biden administration can talk about?
Yeah.
Is there anything that they can switch it to?
Yeah. Beto O'Rourke is going to run for Texas governor. That's the good part.
Right.
They're going to eat that up.
Well, of course. And, of course, Matthew McConaughey is in there as well. I don't know that he'll poll very, very
Can you
high.
See McConaughey running against Beto O'Rourke?
Perhaps not.
That would be a cage match.
Yeah. But hey, in Texas, is Beto O'Rourke going to run on the notion that yes, he's going to come for your gun?
I don't think so. Didn't work the last time.
No.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report number 2. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you that phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Oh, you betcha we'll keep it between the lines. Thank you very much, Don. And Donna, up there in Carrollton, Georgia, well, you know something? It might be raining in their backyard right now by the looks of the weather, but we'll get to all that in a minute. Now, this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J closest to you. Pull on in there. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, you need to become one, because you'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the store, and it'll be like having a bank account. Pretty soon, when you come on back, you'll have points to deduct off your meal. You'll have points to deduct off whatever you buy in the trucker store, and if you want to get a discount on the fuel, well, get a Pilot or Flying J fuel card. That'll work, won't it? All right, here we go. We're gonna get a little hot here with Carrie Underwood and Aerosmith. Here we go. tell you what, Kyle, that's Carrie Underwood and that's Steven Tyler Aerosmith. That was at some type of awards ceremony, and that was, let's see here, Born to Be Wild by Steppenwolf. They were dedicating the Steppenwolf song for some reason at the awards cemetery.
Yeah.
Or cemetery ceremony.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it sounded pretty great.
Yeah, and she was bouncing around like a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
I'll bet.
So there you go. All righty, well, let's take a look here because not much has changed except the rain has moved over on the coast right now. Gee whiz. If you're going up and down I-95 right now, you're going to have rain all the way from St. Augustine up 95 to, South Carolina. Probably 20, 30 miles into South Carolina. It looks like the rain is moving along with you at the moment. But, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, tonight in Utah, in Cedar City, if you're coming up north of St. George on I-15, you're going to hit a hard freeze watch in the area of Cedar City. This is going to travel on up through Beaver as well and over to the east in Junction and Richfield. East of Salt Lake City over in Park City, we've also got a hard freeze watch as well, and that's going to travel a little bit northward, but it's not going to be in the greater Salt Lake area. Salt Lake City area, I should say, especially for our friends there at the Flying J in Salt Lake City. But it will be north up in Logan and also in Richmond where that hard freeze watch is. Frost advisory in Idaho Falls tonight, but there's also a greater lake wind advisory that's going to encompass a larger part of that area around Idaho Falls. Over in Wyoming, freeze watch also happening in Laramie, also in Rawlings, Rock Springs, Pinedale, Lander, as well, a little bit south of Casper, it looks like. And then down in southern Colorado as well, freeze watch in the Alamosa area in the southern part of Colorado, as I was saying. Now, over in northern California, we do have fire weather warning. This extends south of Sacramento all the way up to Redding as well, and high winds may be making their way back to southern California area, but already in the high desert, we understand they're getting some gusty winds, so be careful out there.
Well, tonight up in South Dakota, we got some high winds there east of Rapid City. If you're going across South Dakota, about halfway across, you'll have about a 50-mile stretch of high winds there. You're going to have some really hot temperatures down there in Texas around Abilene, about a 50-mile circle around Abilene, north, south, east, west, 102 to 104 actual temperatures there today. Now, the rain has done a little moving. Most of the state of Tennessee is from Knoxville west all the way to the Mississippi River is under a rain and flood advisory and flash flood watch. A lot of areas there up to the Kentucky border. And then on down to the northern part of Mississippi tonight, you've got flood warnings and watches there. And then the northern part of Alabama to include Birmingham, over to Tuscaloosa, and over to let's see here, the Georgia line, if you're going along I-20, just inside the Georgia line, down to Fort Benning, you got rain and some flood watches and warnings there. But then, this thing just popped up here a little while ago, you've got rain all the way from about Parris Island, South Carolina, the Marine base, on down to St. Augustine, Florida. And then that comes across I-10 over there to Lake City. And then it looks like we got rain right now on down towards Ocala. And then rain Lake City West over probably 40 or 50 miles along I-10. So that's what's going on with the rain right now. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him very much, and we'll catch him tomorrow night. Now, joining us, we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay. The Lurie boy, and I've got a couple of different prognoses here. I don't think that he's anywhere as near where they're looking for him. I think that he took his car up there, parked it, and went in the other direction or something. What do you think?
Well, he could have actually, that's probably very true. He could have actually hitchhiked because at one point out of there after leaving his car, because he did hitchhike, interestingly enough, when he was out west.
Yeah.
He actually paid this couple that I read $200 to take him like 10 miles, and then they told him where they were going, and he kind of jumped out of the car and went, no, drop me off here. I'll go do something else, which was kind of weird. So, yeah, I don't think he is where they say he is.
And, of course,
thank you.
Yeah, and of course we don't know yet positively, but it looks like as if they found the body of Gabby Petito right in the mm-hmm. area where the van was seen.
Correct.
So they won't have a positive ID, I understand, till later this afternoon.
Correct. They're going to begin the autopsy tomorrow. Why they're waiting till tomorrow, I don't know, but they are.
So we won't know this afternoon?
No, they're not going to. Well, I mean, I'm sure they can do the identification.
DNA?
They can do the identification of the body, but they won't do the autopsy until tomorrow for cause of death.
Yeah, well, this whole thing is just screwy.
Yeah, we know that one.
And I'll tell you what, it's a shame, such a shame, because, you know, they looked like they were happy, happy, and all of a sudden they weren't happy no more, were they?
Exactly.
All right, hold the thought. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. After your stations get a chance to pay some bills, identify themselves, and say, hey, look at us. We're on the radio. And we'll be right back with more right after Kyle Warren takes us to the top of the hour break. Okay, Kyle, it's your turn.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.